That's right. Take a stretch. Walk down to the kitchen. Pour yourself that first cup of joe. Now wait for it. Wait for it.
Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fitzit Show on 720 WGN.
You're listening to Lou.
Ann is in Naperville. Hi, Ann.
Hi, how are you?
Your calls all morning till 10, where there are no stupid questions.
But, Lou, what about those deep-found stains that we get in toilets?
Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
7:11 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fixit Show. This hour of the Mr. Fixit Show is sponsored by wetandforget.com, PermaSeal Basement Systems, and by our friends at Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Good morning to Domati. Good morning to Sam. I got a little something I need to share with you gentlemen about something that, I'm going to get to you right now. Lindsay and I, you know, we've worked together a long time, Sam, and Domati, and I would almost, it's almost a father-daughter, uncle-niece relationship. It's lovely. I mean, it really is something else. And so, just recently, I'm going to say two, 3 weeks ago, Lindsay says something to me, and I know you have to repeat yourself, but every morning when she wakes up and puts her foot on the floor, in her mind, she says...
You want me to sing it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You have stuff in your mouth. Eating a granola bar.
Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen for myself a cup of ambition and try and stretch and try to come alive.
Do you remember that song from the movie 9 to 5? You guys don't know.
If you know, told me if you were telling me the story, I would have had it ready. So
I know.
You didn't have to sing it.
I know. Every morning, she says that to herself when she, like, that's how she gets up in the morning.
It's quite the mantra right there.
It's like Groundhog Day every day.
That is quite the mantra.
Yeah.
What an
Yeah. You kind of look like Dolly Parton.
He's
a little taller.
I've got a similar routine. I don't know if the song's as good. I listen to reggae music when I wake up. I don't know how to listen to reggae music and start the day in a bad mood.
You just do, or it's in your head?
It's in my head.
Yeah, so it's in her head. See, it's like a whole thing.
Yeah, it's just Damian Marley when I wake up, or Bob Marley, either the senior or junior. So I feel you.
You know, I love the reggae music. It's one of my faves, yeah. And it always puts me in a good mood as well. Sam, what do you listen to when you wake up in the morning?
When I wake up, I hit the snooze button 10 times until it's the last second, and I finally have to leave.
That's funny. That is funny. You know, I have two daughters. There it is.
There it is.
This is what goes through your head. Do you hear that? Do you hear the piano going? Lily Tomlin, and who's the other woman in the movie?
Downstairs. You know, I haven't even
seen. You've never even seen the movie.
Right. But I can sing every word of this song. I remember, like, sitting with the CD case and learning every single word.
Lindsay, I picture you jumping out of bed fully dressed. Like,
yep.
Ready to
Makeup
go.
On.
Yeah.
Like,
makeup on, ready
lip
to go.
Ready
for my close up, Mr. DeMille.
Oh, not quite.
Not quite. But it is funny that she does that every single morning.
Now everyone's going to have that song in their head all day.
All day. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah, I have, you know, my Mallory, our daughter Mallory, the 18-year-old, she's a Lollapalooza girl. So all 4 days, Lollapalooza, sweaty, dirty, wet. You know, and so I can't go to sleep until they come home. Like, that's my thing. I just can't wrestle. And, you know, she showed up about midnight taking the train or whatever. I did offer to pick up because I don't want to be like the loser parent. She's like, you have your show. No, we'll figure it out and this and that. I'm like, oh, that's nice. So then I hear her at midnight and, you know, she's home. And then like at 12:30, I hear this man's voice. I'm like, who's that? You know, like, who is that? And it was our son Quinn who showed up.
Who doesn't leave your house?
I thought he moved out, but he's for some reason he's there. And then our daughter Carmen, who's home for a couple weeks, who works in the movie business as a production assistant. She was working yesterday on the show Shameless.
So cool.
All right. So evidently you watch that. Do you watch that show?
I love that show.
So do I.
You do? Okay. So she's all excited, and they said, "Oh, tomorrow they go." she's working as a PA, right? So a production assistant, you're normally like, hey, don't walk over here. You know, people are they're doing a shoot. And whoever the person is in charge of her said to Carmen, it'd be a pretty chill day. Don't worry about it. You know, and she so then she thought, oh, we're probably just going to do exterior shots of, you know, like establishing shots. Like, because they filmed the show in L.A., but is it based in Chicago? Mm-hmm, like, that's the show?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I've never watched the show, but she was watching something. Is there like a former NFL player or something that's been in a couple of episodes?
I don't know about an NFL player.
The guy that does, I saw him in a commercial, too. He does the Modelo Especial beer commercial.
Hmm.
He's a good-looking guy. Modelo. And he's like a, he was in an episode. Anyway.
I'm Googling. I'm only on season two.
All right. Well, anyway. She rolled into our house this morning at 4:55 this morning.
Oh, my God.
They were filming from 11 o'clock on Friday until 4:55 a.m. And she growled at me because I was leaving.
Good morning.
I'm not going to work on this show.
Get out of my face.
I'm going to bed. So, anyway.
Well, the house is in the North Lawndale neighborhood, the Shameless house. It's like 21st and Homan.
Oh, really?
You have, like, fun facts on this? Give me more.
Wow.
No, that's where they film it. That's where the house is, 21st and Homan.
Oh, so you're a fan.
Yes, big time.
All right, well, in the
what
next...
Other, what else you got?
That's all I can share with you right now. I'm sorry.
He can't tell too much, right?
And all this stuff, when watching it, I thought that was Bridgeport for some reason, but every now and then it didn't look familiar.
It's close. You're close there, but it's a little bit further west.
All right.
Okay.
I thought so. Yeah, it was between Kedzie and Pulaski.
Okay. It's a great show.
7:17 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. All right, coming up today, this morning, we're going to talk to someone by the name of Little Larry. Little Larry, I'll tell you more about that at 7:50 this morning. And then, have you paid attention at all to the commercials of late with the Walter E. Smith commercials and how the it's like the next generation is taking over? Well, I had a chance to do some filming for HouseSmarts TV at a Walter E. Smith studio, showroom rather, and I got a chance to meet a couple of the Walter E. Smith's daughters who are now running the business. And they were delightful, and we had this lovely conversation. And then I said, why don't you come on the radio show and we could talk a little bit about how your business is evolving and about the competition and what some of the differences are with Walter E. Smith. They're a longtime Chicago brand, very recognizable. They've been in business for a very long time. So the Smith sisters, it's like a, are you going to do, did you have like a,
I was trying to, do you have any Smith songs?
No, but what was the thing with the, you know, we have a pro. You know, he was a famous. I'm about to count. Who are they? You know, we need that. We need
sisters.
That. Yeah, so we need
those
that.
Sisters.
Those sisters. We need that. So let's find that. But right now, let's talk to Diane, who's in Lake Zurich. Hi, Diane. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
I'm so excited. Oh, this is awesome. Okay. I have a 14-year-old freestanding stove. And it needs to be replaced. And when I pulled back the stove, there's a duct that's coming out of the wall and running along. What would I say? It's maybe like 3 inches tall at the wall.
Okay.
And it's about, I don't know, 6 or 8 inches wide and maybe 22 inches long.
What was your existing... freestanding oven range attached to it, or it's just running separately through there?
It's just running separately. Now, okay. There is a microwave up above.
Right.
And my best guess is that it's a vent for the microwave.
Okay. But it's down low, you said.
It runs along the floor. And, you know, it goes, I'm assuming it goes up the wall. To the microwave.
Okay. What's your question?
Well, if it's for the microwave and I'm getting a new microwave,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't need a vent, can I just duct tape this thing off?
You mean, okay, so the microwave that's above the range oven, when you open it up, do you see a ductwork up above it?
No.
So your current one is not vented either?
My microwave?
Your microwave.
No, it just plugs in up in the cabinet.
Like on a shelf. So you have a shelf above the... Is your microwave above the range oven or on the counter?
Above the range oven.
But there's a shelf that it sits on.
No.
No.
It's just hanging.
So it's just hanging and you just have a over the range microwave that has a vent that you just circulate the air back into the kitchen.
What I think this floor vent is.
Well, most microwave oven vent combinations, I mean, if not all, they vent out of the top.
Okay.
So if you open up the cabinet above, you should see, if you do not see any venting there, okay, then it's not vented at all. Now, it could vent out the back. Is it on an outside wall?
No, it's not.
It's not.
I'm in a townhouse, and it backs up to my neighbors.
So. And when you, so it could go in the wall and come down and then over, but one way you could do it is when you turn that fan, does the fan still work, the exhaust fan?
Yes.
Okay, when you turn that on, there's a little like a grate on the very top that you can see, like little, almost like a little vent screen on the front. You don't feel any air coming out of there, do you?
Not that I know of.
Are you in the kitchen now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. All right, turn it on for me.
Okay. Do I have to put something on the... Just turn the vent on?
Yeah, turn the vent on.
The vent on. Okay, yeah. So I turn the vent fan on.
Right.
You could probably hear.
Yeah. Now put your hand in front of that grate.
Okay.
You feel any air?
I do.
It's blowing on you.
Okay.
I mean, it's blowing into, like, you can feel it.
Right.
Okay, so it's not venting out anywhere. It's blowing it back into the kitchen.
Okay.
So that unit is not vented.
Okay.
And my guess is that vent down below has nothing to do with that microwave.
Because
it wouldn't make any sense that it would be down there. It could be a heating and cooling vent that connects to another area of your unit. So you probably need to track that down. I would not eliminate it. You know what I mean? You need to figure out what it is.
Right.
It's not going to hinder your new system, is it? Your new oven range.
It is because they have a flush back.
Oh, I see.
And it won't go,
Got it.
Because it kind of stands up 3 inches along the back.
So where you live in Lake Zurich, right? We need a heating and air conditioning company to come out and figure out what that vent is.
Okay.
And if, in fact, it can get eliminated. Up by you, I would probably call American Weathermakers. 855-955-HVAC.
Nice. Okay.
Call them. Tell them they need to figure this whole thing out for you before you do that. That way you can get your new oven range. Appreciate the phone call. 7:24 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. The Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I love this show.
Hey, baby.
You know, the other day I was riding up 31 and I drove by Gary Lang Auto Group, which makes me think of Orion. You probably paid too much. I haven't seen Orion in a long time. I got to come in and see O. I know he's back in town. Oh, nice to see your, hear you in the morning, and hope you're feeling better. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, and Ann is in Elmhurst, and she's got a leaky shower. Hi, Ann. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How can I help you?
About 10 years ago, we moved into this house that had a newly installed, was professionally installed a rectangular shower with one of those musty Dura-Base shower pans.
Don't you think that's a funny name for a shower pan?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Right? Musty. Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're sitting around, and maybe that's the person's name, but I mean, one of his friends should have said, you know what, Jim, I don't think you should call it Musty.
Yeah, well... We're kind of experienced rehabbers in the past, so with the new shower, I sealed all the caulk with a silicone caulk sealer.
All right.
And we do regular maintenance. Uses the damp quick seal, you know, around the caulk, around the base.
Right.
When we moved in, I noticed, okay, it has 6 by 8 inch ceramic tile, beige. When we moved in, I noticed the one tile that was next to the shower door was a slightly different color than the rest of the beige tiles, and I thought it was maybe a lot change from the installer, and then a mark.
Look at you. Look at you all experienced a lot change. I like that. Very nice.
Yeah, well, the irritating thing, we moved in so we wouldn't have to do a lot of work. Well, here 10 years later, and this week I noticed that basically the bottom course of the tiles are all discolored. And on the wet wall, we have like four Moen shower jets, too. So the showers use a lot. We're afraid we have to tear the shower out. Maybe they didn't do proper waterproofing.
Got it.
And the tile's wicking up all this water.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Well, when you on the tile walls there, when you push on it, do you get any kind of movement?
No.
None?
No.
How about if you, like, tap it with your knuckle? Do you feel any hollow sounds tile by tile by tile?
Not really.
Not
it
really.
It seems like it's solid insulation, yeah.
Okay, so but the discoloration is on the surface of the tile?
It's on, okay, on the wet wall side now, it's you can see it's this mottled. It's going from beige to gray.
Right.
On the majority, like 90% of the tile. The tile, that's the west wall. On the east wall, that whole course of bottom tiles, now they're solid gray. And on the south wall, which is the back side of the shower, they're partly mottled where it doesn't get as much water.
Mm-hmm.
So we're afraid we have to rip out all the tile. We don't have any extra tile.
It doesn't make sense to me that, I mean, the coloration, the difference in the coloration, I just wonder if that's something on the surface. What have you done to clean it?
Just use standard shower cleaner.
And if you try bearing down on it, like one tile in particular, here's what I would do. I mean, it could be that it's a cheap tile that it's...
Yeah, we think it's a builder grade tile.
But if water was getting behind there, the tiles would be loose. It wouldn't be that the ceramic would be absorbing this water and coming behind it. And in particular, you know, the way you describe it, it almost sounds to me like it's something on the surface.
Well, it's a sealed ceramic tile.
Here's what I want you to try, experienced DIYer. I want you to get your cordless drill, and I want you to go buy a nylon cup stripping brush.
All right.
Okay? There's a fine, a medium, and a coarse. I want you to get the fine. Then I want you to just use something like, what can we try on that, on the ceramic that we won't damage it? Try using something like a powdered spick and span, okay? Because it's sodium carbonate. And put it in a little water and then take the brush, the cordless, and go and just work on one tile and see if you can clean it up. If you can clean it all up, go to town. Maybe if it's sealed, all that dirt and modeling is from the back of the sealer, and that's where your problem is. And if you clean it all up, it might make a difference.
It's Saturday morning. You know what that means. Time for Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take?
That's who we need at Lollapalooza, Waylon Jennings.
It's been the same way for years.
Is he still with us? I don't think he is. No? Waylon Jennings? Anyone? Bueller? 7:41 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you at the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number.
You finally got it made.
This is Ken in Prospect Heights. Ken, you're on WGN. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Lou. Hey, I'm finishing up an addition that was put on, and I have veneer limestone that I'm going to install, and I've been looking at some applications on how to install it. Some videos are just showing that you put the wire mesh on It's going to go up about 4 feet off of the bottom of the sill plate. And then other videos are showing people are putting Hardy backer board or a Duroc, like a quarter inch, mm-hmm. and then they're putting the wire mesh, and then they're buttering the stones and putting them on. So I'm just wanted your opinion on what you felt would be the best application to install the veneer brick.
What are you – okay, so tell me about the addition. It's a frame addition?
It is.
And you're going to come up from just above the foundation line or right at the foundation line, you're going to go how high?
4 feet.
And then what's going to happen at 4 feet?
Then there's going to be there's limestone cap.
Right. And then the siding above that?
Yeah, then there's Hardy's board siding above that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. These veneer stones look great. They're fantastic. The key is to make sure that it's protected underneath the stone. And you know, the idea with the stone board, you don't, if you're going to use like a Hardy board, like a Duroc panel board, you don't need the wire mesh. Okay, you're going to stick directly to that concrete, and when that bonds, that's going to be you know, that solid bonding that you're looking for. What okay. I like about the mesh is typically what happens is when you do the mesh, you install some metal sleepers. Some of it comes in a roll where the sleepers are already there, and you screw that to the framing. And
right.
then so you've got some kind of, you know, Tyvek or some kind of water barrier behind it. I would almost put a membrane there. But here's what I would do. If it were me installing this, I'd put a waterproof membrane on the wall 5 feet up. Then I would install the mesh over the top of that membrane, and then I would butter my my limestone stone, and I'd attach it to this wire mesh, which is typically galvanized so it doesn't rust. Now I've got this air gap between the stone and the home that if I get any moisture that wicks out from the home or moisture that gets behind it, it can dry.
Well, let me ask you about some flashing. Should I put some flashing down along the bottom or where the siding is going to meet the cap? There's going to be flashing that goes along that that's going to rest on top of that.
There needs to be flashing there for sure. And the okay. whole idea about this mesh on the sleepers, where the mesh is actually pulled a little bit away from the wall, now I've got this little air gap. I mean, we're talking about a quarter of an inch, half of an inch.
Right.
Okay.
And I kind of agree with you because I think when you butter the veneer, it kind of gets squeezed into that netting and then really
bonds.
Kind of spreads out. And yep. I agree with you.
Right. And then okay. I got a little air gap there, and that's if it were me doing it, you can do it both ways, and there are pluses and minuses, but to me, the mesh – not unlike if you were doing a stucco, a real traditional stucco home, that's what you would do. I think that's the better way to go, and I think that you'll get more performance of it long term. Good luck with that project. Sounds like a lot of fun. All right, real quick, let's talk to Steve in Huntley. Steve, you're on WGN. Good morning. Hello, Steve. Hello, Steve in Huntley. Must be having coffee with Orion. One more time. Steve, three.
Yes.
You there, Steve?
Hey, Lou.
Hey.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Lou. Gosh, thanks for taking my call. Sorry, I was away from the phone.
No problem.
Well, I have to replace our furnace this season, and I was wondering if you had any ideas on the best system that can control both my temperature and humidity.
Well, many manufacturers, you know, whether it's Carrier, Trane, Bryant, which is a Carrier, Lennox, they all have very good pieces of equipment. I actually have a Carrier Infinity system in our home, and I have to tell you that from a humidity control perspective, it is one of the best systems I've ever sort of felt from a home comfort standpoint. When it gets really hot, we're not really huge air conditioning users, but we can set the temperature in our home to like 77 or even 78 on the air conditioning, and it has It has a dehumidification mode as well that's part of the system. And so it takes the humidity out without making the home too cold and just makes it really comfortable. So you don't have that clammy feel, which can happen when the systems aren't sized correctly. And I've been really happy with the performance. We've had the system now for probably 7 or 8 years. Gosh, maybe 10 years or so. And that dehumidification mode that's part of that system works well. They're not the only ones that have it, but from a personal experience, I can tell you that it works very well.
Hey, this is Justin Kaufman. Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own WGN.
Little programming note, I've been invited to the Justin Kaufman download show this Tuesday, the 8th. I'm going to be at what he calls the big table. And I said, I'm going to come if we can talk about other things besides fix it. So he said, sure. So I think we're going to talk recipes, crochet, knitting. You know how I love to knit.
I know he's jealous of your hair, too.
He's jealous of my hair. Come on. This hair is something else. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you what. It is unbelievable. If you have any problems with that you need hair, go see Dr. Yates over at Yates Hair Science. It's going to change your life. It is unbelievable how happy I am.
And you look good.
And I look good, and I don't want to say that about, I mean, it's really something else. I just took some pictures, some new pictures, that I went to the studio to take some new, you know, promotional pictures. And part of the whole reason that I did this is when I'm on television all the time, my head is always down.
My mom and I were watching you on WGN TV a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And she said, geez, I get new pictures. That doesn't even look like you.
Well, yeah, the picture
like
that
you,
WGN but... uses is an old picture. But then, anyway, so you were part of this conversation, too. But I went to go to this studio, and they go, oh, we got this idea to take this one picture where I'm leaning over a table, and I'm holding it's like a work table, and I'm holding, like, a little sander, and I'm leaning over, and I'm, like, looking up, where if I had I taken that picture a year ago, I would have looked like Kojak. Who loves you, baby?
Kojak.
Domati, do you have any idea who Kojak is?
I do.
Really?
Yeah. I used to watch Kojak.
How is that possible?
The detective with the lollipop, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What are you watching, a little Me TV over there?
You know, I didn't grow up with cable. I had a few options.
Oh, all right.
it was Kojak and Good Times.
All right. Good Times. Wow, that's a good one, too. See, I'm old enough to remember that when it first came out, Good Times.
Yeah, that was...
Dynamite!
There it is.
There it is, man. That's a good show. Oh, my God.
Nothing but reruns in the Pongo household.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, anyway, it is amazing the amount of hair I have, and it's like unretouched. We got to post that picture.
I can do that.
That we can post that.
I know you're...
My wife doesn't like it as a publicity picture, but let's post that. This, if you're thinking, if you've got a... And whether you're a man or a woman and you want to do something with your hair... I'm telling you, like, I'm looking at Sam. Look at all the hair that Sam has. He's got like a... You look
a
like
beautiful head of hair.
I know.
There.
Look at him. He looks like he's been on a motorcycle. It's like blowing in the wind. Right? And Domati, too. He got all his hair.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying something new, too. You know, men don't have many options for hair, too. It's a big deal.
You just got lined up, too.
Yeah, fresh lining. Yeah, thank you.
Nice. You two going to... Are you guys going to hug later, or what are you doing?
We might.
All right. Well, we'll put that on the stream. All right. How about a noodle-oo, too? This is our noodle-oo, too. The advent of these LED flashlights and the amount of lumens that these things put out is amazing. This noodle-oo, too, bar none, the best flashlight you're ever going to buy. Take a listen.
This little area of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
He might just be a little guy, but he's got a big punch. He might not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but he's still pretty. He might not be the brightest star in the sky, but he still shines. No, I'm not talking about that little voice you just heard, or even about Lou. I'm talking about this week's new to Lou 2, and his name? Little Larry. I could not love this little guy more, including his name. Little Larry is the little brother to Big Larry, both LED flashlights by our friends at Nebo Tools. While Big Lair is impressive too, Little Larry is the size of a pen and gives off some seriously impressive light. You just click the top-mounted button to activate the bright 250 lumen mode, which lasts up to 3 hours, the soft 95 lumen mode, or red flashing mode, both which last up to 10 hours. Little Larry also includes a magnet on the opposite side of the power button that allows you to attach to any metal surface. Or there's a clip to clip up to your waistband or your pocket. He's got a durable aluminum body, he's water and impact resistant, and comes in a variety of finish options, including pink. He only requires 3 AAA batteries, which are included, and you can buy them for a little under $20. You can find out more about Little Larry at NeboTools.com or on Amazon, or I know these little guys are also sold at your local Ace. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Facebook page. That's this week's New to Lou's 2.
Did you guys, Domati and Sam, did you ever see the movie Men in Black?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you remember the thing when they would do something and they would make the guy... not remember, like, to erase his memory, they'd kind of shine this, they'd hold this thing in their hand and shine the light in their face.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
It would flash and they'd forget everything that
and
happened.
And then they forgot everything that just happened, right? This little Larry, I almost positive was inspired by that thing in the movie. That's exactly what it is. And it is so bright, honest to goodness, if I shined it in your eyes, you would scream and yell for me to take it away. It's so bright.
Would you remember what happened?
What'd you say? What did I just say?
Would you remember what happened?
Did it? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Where am I?
Who is this?
There it is.
Right.
It works.
I said earlier this week, because I got up really early, I forgot to put the coffee in the coffee maker, and it filled up the coffee with water, and I posted that. I'm like, look at that. I forgot to do the coffee. And somebody said, you know, Lou, when you get older, there's three things that happen when you get older. The first thing is you start to forget things. I can't remember 2 and 3. But I'm bummed. Little Larry, it's a great deal. How much is it? It's not that.
Bucks.
Huh?
$20.
$20. I'm telling you, it's super durable, and there's a magnet on the end, so you can stick it on stuff if you're working. You know what it's perfect for? You need to keep one of these in your car. If you get a flat tire, stick it on the side of the car so you're changing the tire. You're out in the middle of the... I have seen more people get flat tires of late. I've been driving a lot on the expressway, and... I think on a daily basis, I see somebody with a flat tire.
Really?
There's a lot of road construction up and down the Edens and so that stuff. The Edens is a mess, right? I mean, going home for you, right? It's all torn up.
Coming down here this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. So, anyway, I love the little Larry.
Keep it in your purse. Actually, the little Larry, the pink one I was talking about in the record, in the thing I did, it's her name is Little Lucy.
Little Lucy.
I didn't realize that.
Right. And for those of you that were paying attention, that was one... Sadie Smithwick starting out the Little Light of Mine. She's got her mother's voice.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, in 2 weeks, on Saturday, August 19th, I'm going to be broadcasting the Mr. Fix-It Show live from the Ace Hardware Fall Convention, presented by Saber Grills. We'll get a first-hand look at all the products that could be coming to an Ace Hardware store near you and give you even more tips for all your home improvement projects. We'll also have special giveaways for you to call in and win as well. There's plenty of chances to win prizes throughout the show, too, from our broadcast sponsors, Pennefin and Wet and Forget. So don't forget about that. It's 8:10 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and by Rogers Roofing. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines now and see who we can help out. This is Frank. Frank in Chicago. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, Lou. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you? How can I help you?
Lou, my garage is my man cave, and my garage is drywalled and painted. Once a week, I have to go through the garage with the shop vac and suck up all of the spider webs that are in the corners of the garage that meet the ceiling. Is there any way, is there a product that I could use that would reduce the collection of spider webs?
Frank, I have the secret weapon for you. And it actually is from our friends at Wet and Forget called Mrs. Okay. Moffitt's Revenge. It's a spider. It's a spider spray that you're going to spray in the corners of your man cave, and okay. you are going to see a remarkable difference in the collection of spider webs, like none.
Can I use it where the floor meets the wall?
You can use it anywhere. You could spray it under your arms if you've got a problem with spider webs there, if you want.
Awesome. Can I get that at Ace?
Yes, you can. Mrs. Moffitt's Revenge by Wet and Forget.
What section can I find that in?
In the cleanings. It's typically with the cleaning supplies is over there. So if you go in there, it comes in a gray bottle with a spray nozzle. It's actually the similar bottle that they have for their Wet and Forget shower, same kind of bottle. But it really does work. I've gotten great response from listeners who've been using it. Thanks so much for the call. That's Frank in Chicago. This is Frank in Naperville. Frank, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How you doing?
Good. How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, Lou, I just moved into a two-story house here, and the downstairs gets nice and cold, very cold. Upstairs, I just can't get it cold or the same type of temperature. I've tried closing all the vents in the basement and the first floor to try to force more cold air upstairs, or maybe try to push the return air a little bit faster from the second floor. So I was looking at possibly installing a power attic vent or solar powered vent, and or maybe one of those whole house fans to try to maybe suck some of that hot air out of the second floor.
Let me ask you a couple questions first. Okay, so you've closed off the vents on the lower level, and it doesn't help at all, or it helped a little.
It did help just a little bit, but
where is the thermostat?
It's in the front room area near the front of the house, on the east side of the house.
On the east side of the house. Now, let me ask you this. Is it on the east side of the house, meaning that is the house sided or is the house brick?
It's got cedar siding.
Okay.
But the face on the front east side of the building, it's got like a brick veneer.
It does. And does that thermostat at all ever see the sun? Does the sun ever hit that thermostat?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It resets.
Okay. It could be that the thermostat is on a hot wall that's not running enough for you upstairs. So a couple things I would do. I would probably look to see if you had a an HVAC contractor come out, Frank, to take a look if it's possible, depending on how the system was designed, if they could zone your system by adding a zone for the second floor with another thermostat.
Mm.
Now, there's a chance that the ductwork, that there's a trunk line that went up and a trunk line that's down low, and they might be able to be separated by adding a zone with a damper. You'll have complete control on the second floor to make sure that you stay nice and cool. Now, what's up on that second floor? Bedrooms?
Yes, bedrooms, and then there's two bathrooms.
How many bedrooms?
Four bedrooms.
And do you have cold air returns in each one of the bedrooms?
Yes, and they're up high near the ceiling.
Okay, so that should help. The other thing that I would try, so right now it's a cool day. I just, before you go spending all this money, I want to find out if it's possible to zone the place. The next time it's really hot, like over 80 degrees, I want you to switch the thermostat from auto to fan on and run that fan 24/7 and see if just by doing that, you can temper the space, because it's going to continue to circulate the air through the cold air return and keep more air going. You want to make sure that the vents that are in the room where the thermostat are, or the closest one in particular, is completely closed so that it runs this system a little longer. If it's not able to be zoned, okay, certainly an attic fan or a whole house fan that can pull some of that hot air out will help. But you're also going to pull some of that conditioned air out that you're paying to set up. See what I mean? So kind of counterintuitive when you're using AC. Where the whole house fans, in my opinion, work really well is when you're not running the air conditioning and you're just trying to get the hot air out. Now, are you someone that uses air all the time?
I'm not a big fan of air conditioning, but my wife likes to keep it nice and cold.
And you want to stay married to your wife?
Of course.
Yeah, well, then you're going to keep it nice and cold. So the other thing that you could do is put in what they call one of these ductless systems. So you could do a supplemental. So in other words, if they come in and say, hey, you know what, Frank, we can't do a zone. Now, typically a zone, depending on what they have to do, might cost you about $1,000 to be able to do it the right way. Mm-hmm. For a little bit more money, and we've talked about this on the show, there are these ductless systems where it's a supplemental system that they can put in. Let me ask you this. On the second floor, is it an unfinished attic above the second floor?
Yes, and I actually went up there, and they do have blown-in insulation.
Okay.
Because I was thinking, okay, well, maybe if I insulate the attic a little bit better, but it looks like they got at least a little bit over a foot of insulation.
All right, well, that's good. I mean, adding more can help, but they can add a supplemental system up in your second floor that's another AC unit all by itself. And you can do multiple what they call cassettes or heads that can go in the second floor. Or really, are we really only concerned with Mrs. Frank's bedroom?
No, sometimes we have guests, so it'd be nice to try to cool a couple of the bedrooms as well.
Right.
Do you have someone who knows how to do that well?
Yes.
You know, some of that is like a little an art.
Right. Two people to call. You got a pencil?
Yep, go ahead.
All right. Call either Dykstra Home Services, DykstraHomeServices.com, or American Weathermakers. You can get two estimates. You can decide. They're both very good, and they can give you estimates, and you know, then you can decide on who you want to work with. And you can talk to them about zoning. And you could talk to them about these supplemental systems as well. Appreciate the phone call, and good luck with that project.
You're listening to
Lou Manfredini.
Hi, Lou.
Don't we have to sing that song?
No, you're okay.
Lou Manfredini.
Okay.
And the Mr. Fix-It Show.
This is a little brass stripping brush.
Okay.
If you need a little bit more aggressive.
I like all the right. choir boy.
Here he is now on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Well, no one told me about.
You know, you and Savannah Guthrie would be best friends.
I love her.
Both dorks.
Well,
but I love her.
I didn't know that's where you were going to go with that.
Right, no, but she is something else. She's a nice lady. 8:22 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Thanks for joining us. Coming up after the 8:30 news, I'm going to be joined by the Smith sisters, not the, what did we say there was? The other one?
Andrews.
The Andrews sisters. Although I think there are only three. Are there three Andrews sisters?
I don't know. But
I think there's four Smith sisters. I had an idea for them, too, and it came to me. I got to come back to it again.
Shocking.
Yeah. No, I was, because remember when we were trading emails about, oh, they went, oh, what are we going to talk about, this and that? And I said, well, when we talk to the WES, you know, I had a little acronym for Walter E. Smith, they should do like a T-shirt like that.
What?
With the letters.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just throwing that out there. Like a logo. New logo.
Good one.
Hopefully the marketing people are listening. I think they are the marketing people. Here's Diane in Chicago. Diane, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a radiator that's leaking water.
That's not good.
It's coming with a key where you put the key in to get the air out.
Okay.
And I tried to turn the key as far as I could, and now the key is stuck in it.
Uh-oh.
I had no problems with any of those radiators for many years. So I want to know if it can be shut off altogether, because we never use that room, or what can be done.
Okay. So, but it's not leaking right now.
It is leaking all the time, just like a leaky faucet.
Really? And your boiler is off.
Yes.
What floor is this on?
The first floor.
Oh, so you have a second floor above.
Yes.
And is the leaking coming from where the key is in it, or is it around it?
where the key is in it.
Okay.
But now the key is stuck.
Okay.
In it, and I can't turn it anymore.
Because you turned
left
it
or right.
Right, because you turned it too hard. All right. So that little bleeder needs to be replaced.
Or could the radiator be turned off altogether? We can never use that room.
Well, it could be turned off, but the problem is it's hot water, correct?
No, it feels like it's cold water.
No. In other words, it's a hot water boiler system. You have one pipe going in and one pipe coming out, correct?
Right. It's a real old-fashioned.
Right. So the reason it's leaking now is because it's on the first floor, and the water that's in the system, meaning what's on the second floor, it's up above, and it's just coming down. So when you turn...
But there are no pipes going up to the second floor in this room because it's just going up into a hallway.
No. I understand that. But they probably all loop together.
And none of the other radiators are affected. Just this one.
Okay. Let me paint this picture for you. Can you picture a water tower?
Yes.
Okay. So that water tower is full of water way up high. And that's what you have on your second floor. All of those radiators have water in them. And there's a pipe that winds itself around and goes through the radiators and more than likely is feeding that radiator in the room that you don't use. And since that water is above that radiator, that's why this thing is still leaking. So you need to have that bleeder, that little bitty thing that the key is stuck in, removed, and a new one installed.
Is that a big deal?
No. Is that something you want to try and do yourself?
Well, I'm a do-it-yourself person.
All right. Now, here's...
I was wondering if I could use a wrench, if that would do any good.
Well, the problem is...
I don't want to break anything.
The problem is you technically could switch that bleeder out without draining down the system, but you'd have to be fast. You would get water on the floor. And then you'd have to be able to, you know, seal it up and tighten it up, and then you'd have a new bleeder.
I don't think I want to do that.
Okay, well, then if you want to try and do it the right way, you have to drain the whole system down. Let me ask you this. When's the last time you had that boiler serviced?
It was in the fall of last year.
Okay, so how about this? Why don't you have that boiler serviced again by whomever you get to come out and service it? Because you should do that on a, you know, yearly basis. And you could do that now for the coming season. And when you call them, say, look, I've got this radiator that I need a bleeder replaced. More than likely, they have that on the truck anyway. And they can swap that thing out for you while they're doing the servicing. And then it's, you know, whatever they charge you for that, it's minuscule. And it'll only add a few dollars to the overall service call. That way you can get it all taken care of, and you don't have to worry about it leaking anymore. Diane, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much. You know the green room we have here right now?
That looks like after this live read or no?
No, because it's coming to me right now. You know the green room that we have right now that looks like the room that Jack built?
Yes.
It's like smells like an old people's home because they pulled it out of like the Salvation Army. I don't know where they got all the stuff. Are you with me?
Yes.
And you know how we're moving studios in June?
Yes.
The Walter E. Smith Green Room.
Ooh, that would be fancy.
Right?
I do like it.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then they could, like, swap it out, and then, like, every 6 months, they could do a little makeover, and then they could video it as part of their whole thing. We're making over the green room.
I've got a lot of ideas. This is a really good one.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way to go, because then... And then with the new place, they can put a camera in there. And so when they have guests coming up, it's
totally
Senator Durbin, who's in the Walter E. Smith green room. And he's sitting on some comfy couch.
If you dream it, they'll build it, too.
Thank you very much. There you go. There you go. That's right.
Lindsay, are you going to sing it or no?
And we could get you to do the jingle.
How does if you dream it, we build it go?
You dream it, we build it.
This little light of mine. Wait, let me finish the helpful whole. What were we talking about? Hey, the best value in do-it-yourself mold testing is a 5-minute mold test. Detects the most worrisome molds, types associated with illness and water damage. Pick up the 5-minute mold test at select local Ace Hardware stores or online at myhealthfulhome.com. if you do find mold, then what? Fog You Mold. Fog You Mold from Healthful Home is a safe, non-toxic, natural product that attacks mold, bacteria, and mildew odors, penetrating porous surfaces, crevices, and those impossible-to-reach vents where mold can breed, offering months of protection against mold. Fog You Mold is the safe, superior alternative to harsh synthetic chemicals. It's available at select Ace Hardware stores, or you can visit myhealthfulhome.com. The stuff really works.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show, answering your questions since 1995 on 720 WGN.
He was a famous trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play.
Welcome back. The Mr. Fix-It Show, Lou Manfredini here with you at 8:37 in the morning. In studio with me, I'm joined by Colleen, Katie, Maureen, and Megan Smith with an E. Good morning, ladies. You got to go right into that microphone when you speak. Right on top of it. How we doing? So this is, say morning, Colleen.
Good morning,
Your mother's, Chicago. Yep, Katie.
Hello.
Maureen.
Hi, Lou.
Megan. Oh, why aren't you working there, Megan? Try that, Megan.
Hello.
There you go. Very nice. That's for your parents because they're listening. Nice to have you ladies in here.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us. And Megan said, who are the Andrews sisters? So you'll hear about that when you get home.
Sorry.
Yeah. They were like a famous group in the 40s during World War II that did all those great songs. Oh, and you're on Facebook Live. Say hello. Hi, everybody at Facebook Live.
Hey, Facebook.
Ladies, I had the pleasure, I had nothing to do with this whatsoever, but we went into one of your showrooms and we filmed some wraps for our TV show, House Smarts. And I hadn't been in one of your showrooms for a really long time. And I think, well, it was Maureen and Katie, right, that were there.
Yes.
Right? And we were chatting, and I had read an article about the change in your business from one that was really, I think, most of Chicagoland knew your father's, right? You're all daughters of all three of the brothers?
We're all the daughters of Walt.
Of Walt. Mm-hmm. Got it.
We're
okay.
Literally all sisters.
You're all sisters. Yeah. Okay, so you're all sisters of Walter, who is the oldest.
Daughters of Walter.
Daughters of Walter. What did I say?
Sisters.
Sisters. You're daughters of Walter.
He's the one with the mustache.
He's the one with the mustache. He's the oldest brother, mm-hmm. Correct? And so there's been this transition now where you ladies have come into the business. You're kind of in it, but you all did some other stuff beforehand, and now, how did it all come together that the four of you, and I believe there's a brother, right?
There is.
Who's yeah. not in the business.
He's not. He's the youngest of us, so he's
right.
the fifth.
Does he get a good discount?
We help him out.
You help him out, right? Yeah. Like, hey, what's his name?
His name is actually Wes, but it's Walter, so you were right when you called us Sisters of Walter.
Right. Well, see, there you go. See? So I'm not that
That's
crazy.
What you were talking about,
right? That's what I was talking to your brother. So, like, if he needs a couch or something like that, you kind of, you know,
can help him out.
Like,
Wes?
Ooh, this fell off the back of a truck, like something like that.
Yeah, we'll give
no,
him
No, Wes
discount.
Used to do deliveries for the company.
Really?
When he was in high school.
Okay.
So he knows it.
I think he may have delivered something to my house. He scratched our floor. I've never brought that up, but we'll talk about that later on.
We took care of it.
No, I'm kidding. So talk, Maureen, about the transition or what the conversation was that brought all of you ladies into the business together.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because there never was one conversation. So we all went to college and we all got jobs in other parts of the country doing completely different things. I was a retail buyer and merchandiser for Abercrombie & Fitch. Two of my sisters were in the advertising world. Another sister was a furniture rep. So we all did our own thing, and we all came back to Smith Furniture very organically, just as opportunities arose and as things were changing and needs were coming up, that's when we all came aboard.
So, Katie, it wasn't as if you had this grand plan or your father had this grand plan, say, I want all you ladies working in the business. It just happened.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how it was. Actually, Maureen and Megan were already working there, and I called Colleen up, and I was like, yeah, I'm thinking about going back to work with Dad. And she was like, well, actually, I was talking about it with him, too. I had no idea. So it was kind of fun. We sort of all, Colleen and I, at least at the same time, came in together. So without unintentionally.
Mm-hmm. And you all four have different responsibilities. So, Colleen, what is your role in the business?
I'm director of advertising. So I actually, you know, for over a decade, I had a career in advertising here in the city at some of the agencies downtown here.
Mm-hmm.
So I focus day to day is on advertising and marketing for Walter E. Smith and making sure we get our name out there in Chicagoland for, you know, the generations who have shopped us as well as those new generations that we are welcoming into our stores
right
now.
And there's, I mean, for anybody that certainly you are this very recognizable brand in Chicago for many, 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 many years. I think that from an advertising perspective, most people know about the three brothers and sort of the, you know, tongue-in-cheek, fun commercials and whatnot. But that has transitioned and sort of changed because the times are changing and who your customers are, right? Megan, who you're going after now, it isn't that you're giving up on the people that you've always serviced from a clientele, but there's a whole new crop of potential customers coming up, and you need to evolve.
Absolutely. That's a core focus for us. And I think one of the coolest parts of the business is that it's very aligned with the different generations of Smiths that are in the business.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're fourth generation, and there's three generations still involved, our grandfather, our dad, and our uncle, and then the four of us. And so we have clients that match up to each of those generations.
Right.
So there's, you know, peers of my grandfather that are shopping with us, and then our peers as well, and even people younger than us. So appealing to that broad range is really important to us, and it's a focus.
Tell me a little bit about, go back to, you talk about your grandfather. He was the founder of this company? Was he alone or with someone else? Was it called Walter E. Smith?
Our great-grandfather actually founded the company in 1945. Alongside a friend of his, Bill Shanahan, and the first store was here in the city. And
all the couches were made out of burlap back then,
well,
right?
Well, actually, the focus back then was appliances.
Okay.
So the war had ended, and, you know, manufacturing had been on hold, and so he recognized that people were going to be in the market for appliances, and so
sure,
that's how the company was founded.
Got it.
And then furniture came to be as part of that. There was a small section of the showroom that had furniture.
Because people didn't want to sit on a range or
right,
on a washing machine.
Yeah,
oh, just sit over there on the washing machine. You'll be fine.
Exactly.
All right.
So our grandfather, actually, we can credit him with bringing custom furniture to Chicago. He was working at the showroom. He was very young. And a rep came in to sell custom furniture and try to get the company to get on board with what they were selling. And everyone kind of laughed at him, like, you know, nobody wants that. It's going to take too long. And this rep convinced us that in 30 days you could get a custom sofa. And so his father and their partners agreed to go out to give it a shot.
Right.
And the rest is history.
Katie, so Walter E. Smith has spent the vast majority of time, and Colleen, you can talk about this too, the messaging about custom furniture. And, you know, you dream it, we build it. That's your tagline. But the evolution of your business now is the fact that some people may think, oh, custom furniture, that's super expensive. That's not for me. I could never afford to go Walter E. Smith. And the challenge for you all in this business now, everybody has a furniture store right now. The reason I brought you in here is because I'm going to do Lou's Furniture, Lou's Discount Furniture, because it seems like everybody else.
No. Right,
it's like everybody. I mean, there's like a new furniture company every 5 minutes where you can buy. And I got to be honest with you. A lot of it is really crappy stuff.
I think
it's really, like, it looks great on television, and then you go touch it. So is Walter E. Smith, in other words, when you talk, Megan, about, you know, this, we can fit a lot of different people. Katie, my question to you is, can a lot of different people on a lot of different budgets come to Walter E. Smith and find good stuff?
Absolutely. We really work to fit all budgets and price points, and that's really our goal, is to be there, to be there for everybody in every price point. So we offer that. And
yeah, I think the idea of fast fashion it's hit furniture now. So you're seeing a lot of people posting, you know, beautiful photography to Instagram and some of their social networks.
Right.
But you're right. The furniture that they're posting, it's when you see it in person, it's not great and it's not great quality.
Right.
You can find great
quality.
Megan
has her hand
beautiful
up. You can't
furniture
see that on the radio.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But beautiful furniture at Walter E. Smith to fit your budget.
Right.
Well, I wanted to let Colleen finish. But quality is important, and you can get quality at a range of price points. And that's what we want people to recognize, that if you buy something that's low quality, in a year it might not look good or it might not feel good, it might not be what you expected.
Right.
And so we want people to recognize how important quality is.
Right.
And that's what we stand for.
Our dad likes to say that life is too short to sit in an uncomfortable sofa, and I absolutely agree with that.
You know what I say? Life is too short to drink bad wine.
There's that,
yeah.
too.
We agree with that, too.
Or sofa, bad bourbon. You know? Yeah. Bad bourbon. Anything any other things I like to say? A bird in the hand? No. Okay. All right. So, and I agree with that, and I really do, and it really does make a difference. I wonder, though, with the younger clientele coming in, you know, the 30-year-old, like my producer with her two young kids, who's nervous about, I've got these two little girls, and they, you know, they're going to spill juice, and they're going to do this, and why should I invest in this expensive furniture, because they're just going to ruin it? Megan, does Megan always take over the conversations like this?
Yeah,
is this a thing?
You picked that up real
right
quick.
Away, yeah. I could tell, right. You're not even the oldest, and you're the bossiest? Are you the bossiest?
This is the second time this week I've been called bossy.
Does it fit?
I guess. I don't know, girl.
Go ahead, keep going.
No comment.
Yeah, right, your sisters aren't saying a thing. Go ahead.
I have one word to respond to that comment. It's Smithcoat, and yes. Maureen can talk about that a little more.
We've got great fabric protection that you don't have to worry about it. But my other thing, too, is I have six kids. My sister Katie has five. Colleen and Megan each have three. Let's just be honest. Kids make a mess.
Right.
And you can enjoy the next 20 years with your family on furniture that's beautiful and is holding up well, is Smith-coated so you can get the stains out.
Right.
Or you can kind of settle and have crappy stuff that you're not that excited about, and the next 20 years are just won't look as beautiful.
Yeah.
You'll spend the next 20 years replacing it every couple years.
Yeah, cause right. Exactly.
Well, if you buy cheap stuff, your kids absolutely will destroy it, too.
Right.
Like, whereas if you buy nice stuff, trust me, it'll hold up.
Yeah.
You'll be really pleasantly surprised.
What is on the horizon for your company? In other words, what is it that you see? You have how many showrooms?
11.
11 showrooms around the Chicagoland area, right?
In Northwest Indiana.
And you service pretty much like how big of a radius from the city?
Well, we deliver all over the world.
Oh, wow.
We every year we've got
those trucks really
international
delivery. They have good gas mileage?
We do plenty of people's second homes, you know, in Florida. Right now we're working on some in Tennessee and Las Vegas. So we deliver everywhere.
So what's the logistics of that? In other words, someone lives in Chicago and they have a second home in Las Vegas.
Sure.
They'll come to your showroom and pick out stuff, and then you'll ship direct through your suppliers, that kind of thing?
I mean, depending on the size of it, it might even be one of our trucks that will drive it down. You know, we've got the Nashville installation coming up in the early fall, so it might be one of our
the
trucks.
Cutlers? Do you want to tell us?
No, we've got to get to them.
All right.
And our designers will travel to do home consultations to, like, that Nashville project we're referencing in Las Vegas.
Right.
And I'm glad Megan brought up our designers, because that's what we're really known for, and that's what we're most proud of. We don't just have salespeople in our stores. We have trained, professional interior designers who genuinely care about their clients. And that is what I'm always struck by, is how much they're so focused on making their clients happy.
Right.
Our clients come in with a specific budget, and our designers absolutely work with it. Whatever it is, they can mix in more expensive pieces with starting price pieces to give the client exactly what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm most proud of.
Mm-hmm. Colleen, I really do think that this whole idea about the green room, since we're moving in the spring, I think that the Walter E. Smith green room has some merit. I don't know who I got to connect you with, but I want to, Lindsay, make sure we take them on the tour of the green room now, and it smells like old nasty furniture. I don't know who put that whole thing together. Bring these guests coming in. Yeah, come on to WGN. Like, what's going on around here? It smells like, you know, an old nursing home or something like that.
Well, we heard you mention that when we were waiting in the green room.
That's not the green room.
That's
like a leather couch that, yeah, I don't know where they found it. But.
But we all started to get into a little bit of, like, I wouldn't quite say an argument, but we all had four different
sisterly discussion.
Four different ideas for how we would arrange the green room.
Exactly.
And the thing that was interesting is that we realized all four of our different visions could be executed with what Walter E. Smith Furniture has. Four different
ideas. My work is done here, by the way. My work is done here. Well, it's lovely to have you all in here, and thanks so much for the opportunity to film House Smarts in your studios. Those episodes, I think, have already started to air, and we'll repeat again. You have 11 showrooms. big offices out in Itasca, lots of people working for you.
Lots of Chicagoans working for
right.
us. Right,
and a lot of American-made product, correct?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's something you're also very proud of.
Hugely proud of that. It's really important to us. Yeah, thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, well, it's important to us.
Everyone should look out for our makeover advertising campaign.
Yeah. So,
right now.
Yeah.
You asked what was on the horizon,
yeah.
and that's what we're focused on right now, is making over real clients' homes, real homes here in Chicago and mm-hmm. elsewhere, and we're taking like a space and completely transforming it, and we're filming it, and we're excited to share that.
The guy with the thing hanging on the wall that was like from the
yeah,
I always remember that. I'm like, dude, you got to get rid of that.
That's hard to forget.
Yeah, that is going.
We worked it into his design. It actually worked out pretty nicely.
Really? You kept it in there?
We put it in the bathroom. If anyone wants to see what we're talking about, it's the Lappin Family Makeover, and you can see it at smith.com.
Smith.com. Colleen, Katie, Maureen, Megan, I'm going to call you the Smith girls, even though I know you're all married. But thank you for coming in. Congratulations. Continued
Thanks,
success.
Lou. Thank you.
I love the whole, you know, you should be very proud of this. I'm sure your grandfather is as well. To be able to say that you've been in business for that long in a community and have expanded and have all this, it's really something to be proud of. You know, we live in this world of these giant stores and, you know, these huge conglomerates and public thing, and they're all answering to, you know, the stock price and whatever, trying to make their decisions. You know, many of your competitors are all owned by private equity firms that are just dumping all kinds of advertising money just to drive the stock price, and who knows if they're going to be around. But I mean, you know, you're in that realm of like apt appliance, family run, care about what you're doing, even though you're not a single store, but you're a single unit. And I just wish you continued success.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
This was fun.
The Mr. Fix-It Show. My thanks to the Smith daughters for coming in from Walter E. Smith. It was very nice. They're lovely ladies. Really, really nice to be around. And they do a nice job at those stores, so go out and see them. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's take a quick call before we break, and we'll talk to Tom in Oak Lawn. Tom, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Yeah. Well, I tried to refinish my hardwood floors. They're like a red oak with, you know, several layers of the polyurethane. I sanded them down and stepped up the grade of the sandpaper, and was pretty confident that they looked like down to the bare wood.
Right.
There's areas, it's very inconsistent. I used a wiping stain and followed the directions, you know, let it sit for so long and wiped it, but just very inconsistent. I tried to then just maybe spot sand. It looks like maybe there was polyurethane or something still left on the floor. So I tried spots, you know, sanding,
right.
And I knew I was down to the bare wood. And then I tried to restain just that little area, and it still came out like white. Like, it's just very inconsistent.
You haven't done any, you haven't put any finish on it yet, have you?
Well, yeah. See, I used, and I think why it is so noticeable is that I wanted to go with that look where it's a darker brown now. You know, the floor, it's like a walnut color type. So obviously, with the darker color, the lighter, if it doesn't take, it's very noticeable.
Right. So here's the thing: when it comes to sanding a floor, you'll see that when professional sanders do it, they not only sand the floor, but they'll use metal scrapers and that, like paint scrapers, that have that little metal blade that's kind of a hook blade on the end. And they'll go into the nooks and crannies, probably where you're experiencing this most, is where the sander can't get down low enough, and you literally have to scrape that finish off. Then they do that first, then they do the sanding. So you could try going back with a scraper like that to try and scrape those areas off, and then you're going to have to lightly sand. But the problem is, with the finish all over the whole floor, you're going to have to screen that floor to get that finish off so you can put one solid top coat. In those areas where you see that it's not holding right now, I would take some blue painter's tape to go around, mark them all out now, so that you can identify them and do it all in place, do some light sanding, screen the whole floor, meaning that you use a buffer to open up that finish that you put down there, and then reapply it over the top of the floor. you just got to get those tighter spots. And quite frankly, I've done a couple floors myself, and I found that the machines that you rent are not as high quality as what the professionals use, because they use bigger motors that they literally tie right into the electrical panel because they run off a 240, and they've got more control to get a nice even surface, and also can be more aggressive to sand down those imperfections so everything looks perfect. I hope that helps, and I appreciate the phone call. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio. This report of news is sponsored by Builder Supply Outlet. Here's Doma Tipongo.
Mostly sunny skies and 68 at O'Hare. North Korea's latest missile test suggests it can reach deep within the United States. Illinois State Representative David Harris, a retired U.S. Army general, says the question is whether or not North Korea can miniaturize a nuclear warhead and attach it to the top of the missile.
They are not there yet from everything that I have read, but at the same time, they have moved at a pace faster than what we've anticipated.
The Republican lawmaker says diplomatic pressure on China is vital. Activist Demetrius Nash began his walk Friday afternoon from the south side of Chicago to Washington, D.C. When he gets there in about a month, he plans to meet with politicians and urge them to allocate more funding to address problems facing the inner city. Supporters began the walk with Nash.
I'm glad that Demetrius is embarking on this journey. It's a very aggressive and strenuous journey, but I know he's capable, up for the task.
We need new eyes on old problems, new organizations.
Again, he's doing that entire walk on foot. Nash wants to meet with members of Congress, and he wants to visit the White House. So far, though, no scheduled meeting with the president. Three children were hospitalized after being struck by lightning. ABC's Eva Pilgrim.
Near Salt Lake City, Utah, three young sisters hit by a burst of lightning while fishing on vacation with their father. All three injured, their dad giving two CPR. Both taken by helicopter to local hospitals in critical condition.
The family was caught by surprise when a sudden storm rolled through the area. A vote to reject forming a union at a Nissan factory in Mississippi. ABC's Chuck Sivertson reports.
This continues the United Auto Workers Union's failure to organize an international automaker in the South. This was a years-long effort at Nissan that focused on linking civil rights and workers' rights for the majority African-American workforce. Nissan warned a union would hurt its economic competitiveness. The company says the final vote was 2,200 against to 1,304. The UAW alleged Nissan broke the law in its anti-union campaign, which it denies. If federal officials agree with the union, they could order a new vote.
And for those of you who can't make it to Lollapalooza, here's an alternative.
You might call it Lollapalooza, a concert for people, dogs, and cats. Chicago's Animal Care and Control Shelter, along with MeTV, are partnering in a safe, humane Chicago and are putting on a concert at the center's headquarters. After the concert, many of the center's dogs and cats will be available for adoption. For more information, check out the Chicago Animal Care and Control Facebook page. Roger Banish, WGN News.
Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Back to you in a minute, Doma T. Summertime and the living is easy. The great outdoors is calling your name, and your local Chevy dealer has the answer for all your outdoor fun. Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road, is also the most fun you'll have on four wheels. It's powered by an Ecotec V8 that gets better highway mileage than Ford's EcoBoost V6. Silverado keeps you miles ahead. Its V8 power and all-steel construction mean you get full performance and durability on the road and off the road when it counts. Plus, Silverado's available max trailering package offers up to 12,500 pounds of towing capacity. That's plenty of oomph for jet skis, horse trailers, and the boat. Speaking of oomph, right now during Chevy's summer drive, get $9,600 in total savings on a 2017 Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab All-Star. So head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today, or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. And hit the road in a Chevy Silverado. Take off for summer.
Let's take a look at sports with WGN Sam Panayotovich.
Two of the best players in baseball have almost single-handedly beat the Cubs the last 2 days. Paul Goldschmidt homered three times on Thursday. Daniel Murphy socked two yesterday.
I mean, we got beat by two All-Stars the last 2 days.
Goldschmidt hit the homers yesterday. Today was Murphy. I mean, that's the result.
And that's Joe Maddon. Murphy's two jacks help the Nationals clip the Cubs 4-2. The Cubs lead in the Central down to just a half game. Before the game, Nats manager Dusty Baker said the Cubs giving Steve Bartman a World Series ring was a good gesture. Of course, Baker was the Cubs skipper during that 2003 season. The Red Sox wiped away the White Sox 3-2 in 11. Mitch Moreland slugged a walk-off homer off rookie Aaron Bummer. Nicky Delmonico, a two-run double in the loss for the Southsiders. Football, the Miami Herald reports that with quarterback Ryan Tannehill's status in jeopardy for this season, the Dolphins have reached out to Jay Cutler to possibly take over at quarterback, and the Sky beat the Fever 81-70. Sam Paniatovich, WGN Sports.
On the roads, the Kennedy dealing with an accident blocking the left lane right at Harlem Avenue. That's on the inbound Kennedy. On the outbound side, you're looking at a travel time of about 28 minutes to take you from O'Hare to downtown. A lot of activity on the Stevenson now. Traffic's tight from Joliet Road to Cass Avenue. It's now 52 minutes to get you from Veterans Tollway to Lakeshore Drive. Also on that inbound Stevenson, we're starting to see some traffic build between King Drive and Lakeshore Drive. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or any time on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, approved by Team Hogberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Traffic is sponsored by Joel Osco's three-day sale for a one-pound package of strawberries, just 88 cents. And St. Louis-style pork spare ribs are just $1.99 a pound. Limit 5 slabs. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. The day begins with, or began rather, with highs in the low, or temperatures in the low 60s. We're expecting it, though, to warm up to about 77 degrees today. Very sunny out there, dropping to lows in the 60s later on tonight, about 64 we're expecting. Tomorrow, spotty showers with highs in the low 70s, and rain expected to continue on Monday with temperatures in the mid to low 70s. Right now, it's 68 degrees at O'Hare, 63 at Midway, 64 in Gary, and 69 along Chicago's lakefront. I'm Doma T. Pungo from the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You're tuned in to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini. Now's the time to call in with your home improvement questions. And when we pick up, we'll say,
hello, I love you, won't you tell me?
And then you'll say,
hello.
Or,
hello.
Or,
hello, darkness, my old friend.
And then we'll say, and then you'll say,
I need some.
And then Lou will jump in and say,
problem,
here he is now on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I can help. 9:08 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by WhenForget.com, Fox Home Center, Ace Hardware, and Dykstra Home Services. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I had my first passage of summer, finally. You know, I like to do summer. I like the Capistranos to the, what is it, the Swans of Capistrano? Right? Is that what it is? Right? Something like that? Something like that? Capistranos? Anybody? Ruler?
The Swallows,
excuse me. Not right, right. I went, I took our son Max and my nephew Jack, and I went to the Volo Auto Museum.
Oh, you burn heaven.
But I need to, I honestly, I just need to go by myself.
I was going to say, did they have fun?
No. No. They couldn't wait to leave. And I said to them, you know how, I said to my son and my nephew Jack, I go, you know how Uncle Lou always takes you guys water skiing and tubing and, you know, I spend all that time, you know, helping you out. I go, this is my water skiing. So you need to humor me a little bit. And I literally, have you ever been to the Volo Auto Museum?
I haven't, but when I was covering those floods this week,
oh,
I walked past it there and
okay.
Back, and I really wanted to
Sam,
check it out.
Sam, any interest? Did you like the classic cars?
I would have went. I would have went with you.
I'm going to take Sam.
So they didn't YOLO at the Volo? They didn't YOLO there?
No.
No.
They did not.
Oh, too bad.
They did not. And so then I had something really funny happen, which I think freaked my son out. So we go, you know, have you ever been there, Lindsay? No?
No.
Okay, so they have like, it's a really cool place.
How far is that from Chicago?
It took me about an hour, 40 minutes
to
get there.
Yeah, it's an hour, 40. It's a good hour, hour and a half, you know, to get up to Volo.
Okay.
But I love classic cars. So, you know, just about everything in there is for sale. Now, they have a lot of movie cars, you know, like they've got the Batmobile and the Ghostbusters thing. They got the Blues Brothers car, you know, all this cool stuff, right? I love that stuff. So you go to pay to buy the tickets, right? And so I have my son and my nephew Jack, and I'm standing there. And, you know, whatever, okay, here you go. I give him my credit card. And this girl, I mean, she's not 20. She's like Mallory's age. Anybody ever tell you you look like Lou Manfredini? I go, you know what? People tell me I look like
Lou
Manfredini.
You are lying.
I swear to God, it was the funniest thing. She goes, anybody ever tell you you look like Lou Manfredini? I go, you know, people tell me all the time I look like him. She goes, it really is amazing how much you look like him. And so I had signed the credit card for the tickets. And I said, did you take a look at who signed the thing? Honest to goodness. She goes, oh, my God, you're Lou Manfredini. I just saw you on WGN this morning. And she screams, literally just screaming. And my son, Max, looks at me like this look like, wow, that was some reaction.
Oh, I don't know.
And she goes, I would have let you in for free, which, you know, her bosses probably don't want to hear that. But I love the Volo Auto Museum. Like, my wife went with me once out of just love of, like, this is what my husband wants to do, and it's just not her thing. Now, my friend Judy, who loves cars like me, I really should just take her. I probably could have purchased it. She goes, did you buy anything? I go, no, but I probably could have bought 6 or 7 cars. Like, oh, I like this one. Oh, I like this one. Oh, I like this one. I highly recommend. You know what they had? It was really cool that I never saw. They have a camping display. Like campers from like the 60s and the 50s that people used to go in campers. It's kind of cool. You know what else they have there? Did you see the Captain Phillips movie?
Yes.
I'm the Captain Now?
Yeah.
Remember the boat that they, like the escape boat?
Oh, yeah.
They have that actual boat there.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So
the actual
cool.
boat.
The
oh,
actual, yeah. Not the huge ship, but the little, the one that he got rescued in.
Wow.
The actual boat is there. They're like, big sign, Tom Hanks spent 9 weeks filming in that boat.
That's with, amazing.
Like the fake bullet holes and stuff that they had in there, and it's all kind of spelled out. It's cool. It's really cool.
But the guys didn't enjoy it. The fellas did.
Around their phones the whole time.
Oh.
Until we got to, like, they had, you know what they had? You know what they got there? They got Doc, what's his name's from Back to the Future's car.
Oh,
Doc Brown.
Doc Brown's car's there.
See, now I wish I would have headed in there.
Right.
I should have played hooky a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you could have reported on it.
That same Doc That's Brown car? True. What is it called? What's the car called?
It's a DeLorean.
It's a DeLorean.
DeLorean.
Yes, something gigawatts of power. It's all right there. It's cool. They have Michael Jordan's Bentley. They got Oprah's Bentley. They got all these famous cars in there that they've obviously. You know what you can buy? They have the last car that Joe DiMaggio owned, Sam. It's like a 1980 Mercedes sedan that you can buy for like $24,000. How cool would that be? You take a girl out on a date, Sam. You know, Joe DiMaggio used to buy this car, and then your date would say, who's Joe DiMaggio? Probably. But you know what, Sam? If she said that, you would know that she's not the one.
Because she doesn't know who Joe DiMaggio is.
Joe DiMaggio, you should probably know that, right?
Probably.
What's the movie where they give the girl the test? There's some movie where they do like this test.
Is it a Bronx Tale?
No. It's like with Steve Gutenberg.
Yeah.
Never mind. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Nancy's in Chicago. Nancy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Midge, Lou, and Lindsay.
Hi.
I'm calling because I had a new faucet put on outside the house because it was leaking. They had to shut off the main water valve, of course. They turned them all on. We did everything we should. But now the pressure in my kitchen sink is just about nothing.
All right.
I took that little filter thing off with the screen. That didn't make much difference. So I'm wondering what I can do to get water pressure in the sink. It's fine in all the rest of them, but not the kitchen sink.
Nancy, tell me about the kitchen faucet. Is it a pull-out spray?
I could, yeah.
No. But is it one that you pull down and it's a sprayer?
No. There's like two faucets, and then there's just this one that comes up and over the sink.
So it's a hot water and a cold water and just a spout.
Correct.
And
yeah.
You took the aerator off and you turned on the water and it's not any better.
No.
Okay.
That's right.
Here's what I want you to do. Is it on both sides?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I want you to, under the sink, you should have two shutoffs.
I do.
I want you to turn those off.
Okay.
Then I want you to turn the faucets on, the levers on the faucet up on the sink on.
Okay.
So that what I'm trying to do is there's some sediment caught in the cartridge somewhere. Then from under the sink, I want you to turn the cold water on, turn it off, on and off, on and off. Same on the hot side, to try and articulate it to see if there's any sediment that you can loosen up so that it blows it through and then you've got water pressure. If that doesn't work, then you probably need those plumbers to come back and take apart the kitchen faucet valves and clean those out and put them back together.
Okay.
But you may be able to solve this by the trick that I just told you.
Great. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll see you at Fox on the 30th.
All right. We'll see you down there. I appreciate you calling this morning.
Hey, Lou, we got some help on the text line, that movie with the quiz.
Yeah.
Diner.
Diner. Wait, was Steve Guttenberg in it?
He was the lead. There you go, 1982. Thank
you. Don't look at me like that when I say stuff like that. 1982, none of you were even born.
Shout out to the 630 with the text.
Thank you. Diner with Steve Guttenberg. There's like a famous scene in the movie with the sports test. Oh, she doesn't know who this is. Like, that'd be a good little sports rejoin. Yeah.
Steve Guttenberg, Daniel Stern, Mickey Rourke, Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. Yeah. Of course, Kevin Bacon. And just so we know, if you ever play that 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, I'm one.
You know him?
I've been with him. Not with him like that way. I've had conversations with Kevin Bacon. Hey, Brad's in Batavia. Hi, Brad. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
I have a skylight, two skylights, actually, in my living room. And in the bottom corners, I'm starting to get some dark color in the corners. I don't know if it's mold or mildew or something. I just don't know if the skylight's leaking or would it be the roof?
It could be all of the above. You know, we have this terrific new sponsor that this is all they do. NSS Exteriors.
NSS?
NSS Exteriors. And they have a number. It's either 1-800-NSS-1966. Or it's 888-NSS-1966. It's a brand new number.
Okay.
But call them, and this is all they do. And I had a chance to meet these guys, and they really know their stuff. They've been doing it for 50 years.
Oh, wow. Great.
Yeah. All right?
Yeah, definitely. That's great. Thank you.
You got it. Have a great day. I appreciate you calling this morning. So, you know, all these people are texting about, oh, no, it's this movie. But there's also a thing in the Bronx. Somebody said a Bronx Tale. Maybe Sam did. But in the Bronx Tale, there's a whole scene about unlocking the door. Like, that's the one. There's like a whole thing where the guy gets into the car, and if she leans over and unlocks the door for you, that's the one.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's good. The recent rainstorms are keeping our friends at PermaSeal really busy. Now, everyone with a wet basement, dead sump pump, or flooded crawl space needs their help. We know. But while it's tempting to choose the first waterproofer that offers a quick fix, I can tell you personally, the PermaSeal is definitely worth the wait. They offer permanent solutions with a lifetime transferable warranty and a price assurance guarantee. Give them a call, 800-421-SEAL. Their professional consultants will inspect your foundation inside and out and provide a free written estimate for any needed repairs. There is no need to worry about playing let's make a deal. You see, PermaSeal provides standardized pricing. It's simply the best value in the industry. For over 38 years, Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana homeowners have trusted PermaSeal for expert advice, quality products, and the greatest value. Well, the next time you hear storms rolling in, wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind that comes with a dry basement or crawl space? You know who to call, PermaSeal, 800-421-SEAL. That's 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
This week on Chicago's Best, follow the CB team to some of the best spots for dining and sunshining on an all-new Chicago's Best Summer Favorites, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
Capiche?
Okay, great.
Say capiche, Pat.
Okay, thanks.
No, you're supposed to say capiche.
Capiche.
Atta girl. Thank you. I want to teach him a little Italian here. Is that so wrong?
How do you spell that?
C-A-P. No, it's not S-H.
I'm going to have to, I don't know. Hmm. Boy, no, thanks, thanks. I had this wonderful little Italian moment, and you just blew it for me.
Sorry.
Right, the guys at the Italian Sports Hall of Fame were all standing at attention, going, yeah. Hey, look at that, he speaks a little Italian. And that's it. Thanks a lot.
And that's why we fired Steve Alexander. Can't make me look bad on my own show, right? Remember, I went marching into Todd's office. That's it. He's out. Fire him. Haven't spoken to him since. 9:23 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is George in Barrington Hills. Hey, George, you're on WGN.
How are you doing, Lou?
Good. How can I help you, sir?
Did you ever hear of Lindell Homes?
Lindholm Roofing or Lindahl Homes?
Lindell Homes.
I have heard of them, yes.
You have, okay. Well, my house wasn't built by them, but if you know the style of that home, well, all right, let's call it, my house looks like a log home.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everything is done with knotty pine, the ceilings and the floors and exposed beams and everything. But anyways, on the second floor, it's all knotty pine, tongue and groove of the loft and the bedroom, everything. But anyways, when I walk into the bedroom or I walk into the bathroom, I'll hear a snap, okay? And it's probably the tongue and groove moving. You know what I'm saying?
Say that again.
The second floor, like I say, is all tongue and groove, knotty pine.
Right.
Which on the underside of the second floor is knotty pine because they, you know, that's what they use. But anyways, the second floor over the loft and the bedrooms, when you walk into the bedroom or the bathroom, you'll hear a snapping sound, and that's the floor.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Okay, how do I get rid of that snapping? I mean, I can't put, you know, I mean, like a plywood nail down, you know, where plywood would be.
Is it a specific area? In other words, if you walk down the center or walk down the side, is it just one spot and then you get to the other side of the room and it doesn't snap anymore?
Yeah, it's usually right where you walk into the bathroom or walk into one of the bedrooms or maybe walk over by the loft.
Okay, and that floor is a tongue and groove pine floor.
Knotty pine, right. It's probably 2 inches thick by, 5 inches, stuff like that.
And it was, okay, so I mean the thing is that more, you know, it's just expansion and contraction. And, you know, you could certainly, because it's all wood construction, you could do some face nailing with some finished nails, but because the wood is so soft, it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't hold up as well. Here's something that I would try that will probably solve this problem. In the area by the bathroom, I want you to take some baby powder, and I want you to sprinkle it on the floor.
On the floor? I mean, there's carpet on the second floor.
Oh, there's carpet on the second floor. Oh.
Right.
Okay, wait. We're keeping the carpeting? So the tongue and groove pine is the subfloor, not the finished floor.
Right.
All right, hold on. Peel the carpeting back.
Yep. You're going to see knotty pine.
You're going to see knotty pine. Now you're going to locate where the framing is underneath that knotty pine, and you're going to drive some deck screws through the flooring into the framing underneath it.
Well, the framing, I mean, there's beams that hold up that second floor.
Right, but
those are probably 4 feet on center.
And that tongue and groove pine is you said it's 2x6s?
It's got to be 2x, yeah, probably 2x6, yeah.
But maybe a true 2-inch, right? It's really thick.
Yes, really thick.
Right. Okay. So I would go. So the thing is, I would tighten it up on the framing, like that 4 foot center that you're talking about, because they may have nailed it, not screwed it. That may help. You could then, where the tongue and groove is in the center that's not supported, because you can't underneath it. It's the finish as well, right? That's what you're looking at, is the underside of the flooring above.
Right, which is, like I say, 4 inches on center. I mean, the beams are like 4 feet apart.
Right. So I'd sprinkle some of that baby powder under the carpeting, and then I would take a rubber mallet, and I would bang down on that table to try and work the baby powder into the tongue and groove, and then just carefully lay the carpet back over the top of it, and I bet you'll quiet it down if you do that, and it should help dramatically. You can't put any kind of nail in there because there's nothing to nail to tighten it up. So tighten up where the framing is, add some baby powder, and it should improve. Thanks so much for the phone call. 9:28 in the morning.
In these trying times, the Steve Cochran Show delves into the hard-hitting questions.
How much wood would
a woodchuck chuck if a
woodchuck could chuck wood?
It's all part of Chicago's conversation.
It's a very good question. It's plagued mankind forever.
I'm going to say it's an unlimited amount of wood.
A woodchuck could chuck all the wood he could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck.
All the wood he could chuck, which would not be an infinite amount.
Would you chuck all the other shows and keep it on the Steve Cochran Show?
Your Google search says 700 pounds.
Weekday mornings on 720.
Okay, all right, good talk, Coach. Thanks.
WGN.
Now there's an easier way to clean your shower without all the fuss. Wet and Forget Weekly Shower Spray. Just spray your shower once a week to clean and prevent the buildup of soap scum and everyday shower grime. It also cleans mold and mildew stains. Spray Wet and Forget Shower on shower fixtures, curtains, enclosures, glass, tiles, and tubs. The next day, you simply rinse it clean. There's no wiping or scrubbing. Wet and Forget Shower is non-abrasive, so it won't scratch or dull as it cleans. The high-efficiency sprayer allows you to clean those hard-to-reach areas and speeds up the application time. The gentle, bleach-free, and ammonia-free formula leaves your bathroom with a soft vanilla scent. Who knew cleaning your shower could be so easy? Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Weekly Shower Spray for a clean shower without all the fuss. Get Wet and Forget Shower at participating Ace, True Value, and Do It Best hardware stores, or visit wetandforget.com to find a store near you.
Text me, maybe. Time for Just Text Me on the Mr. Fix-It Show. That's right, 720 WGN. Text me, maybe.
Hey, before we do Text Me, Maybe, we're happy to welcome back Teddy Roosevelt in a conversation with John Williams on Saturday, August 12th at 10 a.m. at the MAC on the College of DuPage. You'll see a unique, unrehearsed live stage show. John and the 26th President of the United States will chat for the first part of the program, and then it's the audience's turn to ask Teddy Roosevelt questions. They're going to talk about Teddy's life, his adventures, his views on our current events. A limited number of tickets remain to the 10 a.m. show only, but buy tickets to the big shtick, Teddy Roosevelt with John Williams, sponsored by American Sale online or by phone. Online, you can go to WGNradio.com/events, or you can call the MAC box office at 630-942-4000, Tuesday through Saturdays. That's 630-942-4000. Noon to 6 p.m. is when you can call the box office. To get more details, go to WGNradio.com/events. Lindsay has our text messages that have been coming in. Hi.
I do. Lou, help save my 36-year marriage. I love these ones.
It's a lot of pressure.
We have recently installed a beautiful all-weather garage floor coating to the tune of several $1,000s. Shortly after I decided to spray paint in the garage, I covered almost all of the floor with plastic covering, but wasn't sufficient. There is a light coating of white spray that hot water and Windex did not remove. Help.
Spray paint. So it's, okay. We don't want to ruin the finish, so we want to get underneath the spray paint, loosen it up, and we're going to use, let's see, about the epoxy and that. I'm just thinking this through to make sure that I get the right thing. Penifin makes a cleaner, my new favorite cleaner, called Pro-Tech Cleaner. And it's the little crystal that you're going to mix with water. I want you to try it in a spot in the corner first. I know that there's nothing there, but I don't think it's going to have any reaction on the epoxy coating at all. But I just want you to test it. Then when it doesn't do anything, pour a little bit on top of where the paint overspray was, and your wife's ready to kill you. I'm assuming it's the man writing. It could be the other way around.
It could be. Just going to take a guess.
I'm going to go with that. And then use a small nylon scrub brush and scrub it off and rinse it, and you'll be good. Happy anniversary.
Do skylights have a minimum roof pitch installation requirement?
They do. Typically, a 312 is probably the shallowest you can go. A 412 is really preferred. But if you have a shallow pitch, more shallow than that, there is a roof flashing kit, which is called a low pitch flashing kit, that actually changes the pitch. It raises the skylight up from the roof, so it's steeper, and so it's actually pulled away from the roof line. So if you can imagine typical installation of a skylight, you know, it's on the same plane as the roof going up, and it's elevated, obviously, you know, 4 inches, maybe five. Low slope flashing actually takes the skylight and pulls it up. It's on a different angle, but so that it stands up more and so that it can, dispel any water or snow or anything on top of that. All right. So it's a definite different look if you have a low slope, because you have to understand how it's going to look, because it will look different visually on the home.
Hmm. Okay, Lou, help. I know. I just read them.
I'm trying to describe it, so hopefully you get it. Follow. So right.
Well, I'm not the average Joe. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Help. My deck is built around a soft maple, and the roots are pushing up deck boards around it. I got that. The tree is 8 feet from the house. Will these roots push up my basement wall eventually? Can roots be shaved down and new deck be built with bigger hole around it?
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, you could cut that back. I mean, if they're protruding up out of the ground, you could probably trim those without having to harm the tree whatsoever. But if the tree is something you want to save, meaning that I really like this tree but I don't like what it's doing to the deck, I would contact an arborist to make sure that I'm not giving you bad advice, because I don't want to do anything to harm the tree. Have them look at it, and if they say you can trim those back, great. If they say no, then we may have to talk about, rebuilding or redesigning the deck in such a way that the tree doesn't impact it. Okay?
That's this week's... We are just getting the weirdest text this morning. I know.
You are?
Yeah, well, I mean... This
Lollapalooza.
Calling, I mean,
he's having a conversation with himself.
Right. I know how that is. I do that sometimes. I text myself.
I got one from...
What's the great thing about having a conversation with yourself?
So I borrowed Lou's car this past week.
For a parade.
For a parade that I was in.
For Beboppers.
And I had to plug in the sound system, and I took the car. So he texted me just to make sure it worked. He said, "Hey, Linz, how did the sound system plug into the car?" I get this text message 10 minutes after you sent it. So I get three from him in a row. The first one says, "Hey, Linz, just wanted to see how the sound system plugged into your car." The second one says, "Perfect," with an okay emoji. The third one says, "Great. So glad it worked out. All from Lou." He literally had a full conversation. And I cannot for the life of me figure out how he did it, but it makes me laugh.
The great thing about having a conversation with yourself, Sam, is you get all the answers you want to hear.
There you go.
See, it all worked out just fine. Mm-hmm. What do by the yard? Tell me, I need some grammar here. This bothers me. Sam?
I'm here.
Lindsay? What do by the yard cream puffs and the Wonder Wheel have in common? What does by the yard cream puffs and the Wonder Wheel have in common? Which one?
I'd say do.
I'd say does.
What do?
Or what do? No, do.
What do by the yard?
And what do they have in common?
What do?
Mm-hmm.
What
that's right.
Do,
that's right, Sam.
What do? Well, but remember, it's by the yard. What do by the yard cream puffs and the Wonder Wheel have in common?
Right. Right,
so what do?
Away. Take those all
not
away.
What does.
They do, not they does.
They does.
They does.
I mean, you can say whatever you want. You're in charge.
All right, fine. I'm not in charge, but I'm going to do it this way. What do By the Yard Cream Puffs and Wonder Wheel have in common? You can try all three at the Wisconsin State Fair right now through the 13th. Booth 1427 in the Expo Building is an air-conditioned oasis where you can see and feel the By the Yard maintenance-free furniture. You'll be able to inspect their attention to detail, check out their unmatched variety, not just a table and a couple of chairs either. By the Yard brings everything but the kitchen sink to the Expo building, chairs, tables, lounges, rockers, benches, and what everyone really wants to see, the fire table. All will be on display at their huge booth. Take advantage of huge savings on all of it. There's even a little something extra for those who come prepared to order at the booth. Visit booth 1427 in the Expo building and place your order. It's the last sale of the year. And when you're done, you can eat your cream puff on the Wonder Wheel. It's 15 stories high. Visit bytheyard.net.
And now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
9:47 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Buzz and Niles. Hey, Buzz, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
I have a question about can lighting. We had remodeled our family room 2 years ago and put in can lighting. Since then, once they are on a dimmer, so when it's full force, they're fine. But as soon as we dim the lights, they buzz, and it's driving me crazy.
Did you put LED? Did you put? Oh, her name's not Buzz. Your name is Buzz? Your name is Buzz, and you have a Buzz.
Yes.
Did you put LED bulbs in there?
The contractor put them in. I don't believe they're LED.
Okay. And tell me about the dimmer.
The dimmer is just on the light switch.
Is it on the side? Is it a toggle switch with a preset slider on the side of it, or?
Right, exactly.
Okay. My guess is you have LED bulbs and you have a non-universal dimmer, which is why it's buzzy.
Oh.
Can you see the lights? In other words, the cans aren't covered. You see the bulbs.
Correct.
Okay. And if it's buzzing, and they all buzz, right?
Right.
Okay. So I think you need a you. They could be fluorescents too. They could be dimmable fluorescents. We need to inspect what those bulbs are. But the dimmer needs to be a universal dimmer.
So that way I could use any bulb with that universal dimmer.
Correct. And you might as well go to LED because then with can lights, you'll never have to change them again.
Oh, good.
All right. So new universal dimmer, LED bulbs, no buzz.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Oh, and we have two switches with the dimmer. Do they have to both be switched out then, or does it matter the dimmer I use, right?
Why, the other dimmer doesn't buzz?
No, they all buzz, I guess.
Yeah, then switch them both.
No, okay, wonderful.
All right.
Great, I'll try that.
Thanks, Buzz.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Buzz. Bzzz. She should come to a Bebopper show. Bzzz. Hey, Sam, before I get out of my way for John Williams coming up, you and I had a quick chat about having a chicken dinner together or something like that.
Yes.
What is it? Tell me what you're doing with this chicken dinner.
So Chicken Dinner is a sports handicapping podcast that I do.
Right.
This is coming up on year two. It was sort of underground last year, but now it's a little more mainstream. And
look at what happened to Mike Steven. It was like outside the loop, and he still calls it that, and he's not outside the loop anymore. You're underground, and you could be above ground.
Exactly.
So what does that mean? It's a handicap podcast.
We talk about like point spreads and pools and fantasy and all that. It's
so what's the latest podcast on?
The latest podcast will actually come out on Thursday. Season two starts on Thursday.
Okay.
You can get it on iTunes, on SoundCloud, Google Play, all the outlets. But it'll be about our trip to Las Vegas that's coming up next weekend.
Nice. And this is, how long is the podcast? Half an hour?
It's about 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
Yeah, 40 minutes to an hour. But we like to keep it under an hour.
And it's called?
Chicken Dinner.
So go to iTunes, go to podcast, type in Chicken Dinner.
Yes, sir.
And it's you and whom else?
Joe Ostrowski. Who's another Chicago sports guy.
Sports guy. That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Awesome.
I'm going to sign me up for that, Lindsay, on my Google something. Google me.
On your Google something.
On my Google.
Google Play. Or iTunes.
You can find it there as well.
Yes.
Kathy is in Thornton. She's got some whistling pipes. Hi, Kath.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you?
We've been having whistling pipes for about the last month. We wake up in the middle of the night and we hear whoo. Going on, and run and open the faucet up, turn it off, and then eventually it goes away. But we don't know what exactly is causing it.
Are you on a well?
No, we're not on a well. We're on city water here. We have a small, under just about 1,000-square-foot house. It has a small crawl space underneath it that's cemented in. And across the street from us, the man just had that lives there, he just had some pipe problems. He had a plumber out there, and I think they blew the lines out there. I'm not quite sure with the terminology, but they had to replace some pipes in the front of his house.
And this whistling pipe thing only happens at night?
Oh, no. During the day, sometimes when we turn the faucet on and turn it off, then the pipes will give us some whistling. And
okay, so you'll turn the pipes on, you'll turn a faucet on or flush a toilet, whatever it may be. It turns off, then you get a little whistling.
Right.
And then it stops.
After a fashion.
But does it always, my point is, does it have a connection to turning the water on and off, or if it's off completely, it still whistles?
Yes, it has a connection to turning the pipes on and off, but oftentimes,
okay,
all of a sudden, during okay the night, we'll hear the just, pipes whistling.
Just so I got this right, what's the sound like? What does it sound like? Thank you.
Maybe a little higher pitch.
Let me hear the higher pitch.
How's that?
It's the end of the show. I just want to have some fun. Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to find the main water valve. You know where that's at?
No, but my husband might know.
All right, so what's his name?
His name is Tom, and he's listening in the other room.
Tom, go find the main valve, turn it off, and turn all the faucets on, flush all the toilets. When all the water stops coming out of the whole system, shut all the valves off. Turn the water main valve on slowly to refill the system. Turn the faucets on. Take the aerators off because you're going to loosen up some sediment and do things like that. And then they'll spit and sputter a little bit. And I think once you do that, you're going to actually recharge the compression chambers that's inside your system. And the whistling should go away. Hang on a second. Let's send them out an app gift card. $50 app gift card, pleasing people since 1929. You can go to abt.com. 312-9. What would you like me to do? Oh, it is right now? So let's do this. Time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. This is Guy in Homer Glen. Hi, Guy. You're our last caller. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking the call.
How can I help you, sir?
I'm calling for my daughter who lives in Lamont. She has a three-story home. The front of the house faces is at street level. The back of the house slopes down. At the first level, there's a raised deck, which appears to be pulling away from the house.
Ooh.
At the front of the yard side of the deck, there are three brick columns, which looks like they're bulging in one column and deteriorating in the other two.
Yikes.
I'm thinking of calling a structural engineer out there to take a look at it, but I thought I'd call you first to get your thoughts.
Okay, well, and it's... The thing is that if that deck's pulling away and those brick columns, as you say, are bulging, there's a good chance that the whole thing just needs to get rebuilt.
Okay.
I would have her not use that deck until we get this figured out. Now, I don't, you know, PermaSeal offers structural services. I don't know that this falls under their realm because typically they take care of stuff that's below grade. And this is probably a rebuild issue that you're into. So, I mean, you could certainly hire a structural engineer, but I think you'd probably be better off, Guy, is hiring a really good carpentry contractor to come out and take a look at it and give their assessment about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it means, you know, those brick columns have to be rebuilt by a mason, but that'd be the place that I would start. If you were to go to someplace like the NARI website, NARI.org,
N-A-R-I.org.
N-A-I. N-A-R-I. RI.
RI.
That's the National Association of the Remodeling Industry.
Uh-huh.
And you plug in the zip code of where your daughter lives, you should find some NARI contractors that work in that area. And
okay.
you can describe to them what's going on, and they can come out and take a look. You know, there's all new codes when it comes to how decks need to be attached to homes, and they need to be bolted to the framing, and that really isn't the case of some of the older stuff. So that really needs to be addressed. And obviously these columns have to be addressed as well to make sure that the support portion of it on the other end is there as well. So good luck. Good luck, and I appreciate the phone call. Thanks to Sam, Domati, Lindsay this morning, Bob Ferguson for pushing all the buttons. Appreciate it. John Williams is standing by. Good morning, sir.
I'm sitting by, but thank you.
Oh, sitting by. All right.
I have a question. Can I ask one?
Sure.
My wife won't let me call you on Sundays. And that's a fact. So what if your hot water heater, is a considerable distance from the faucet where you want to get the hot water? I currently in my kitchen have to run a volume of water equivalent to that of Lake Huron. And I think this is ridiculous.
Right.
Is there a gadget or a way to fix that?
You have two choices.
Yeah.
You can do a supplemental water heater right underneath your sink.
Right. Is that expensive?
Well, no, not necessarily.
More or less than $300.
So I have a $300 fix and I have a $500 fix.
Okay, what else you got?
So the $500 fix would be a point-of-use water heater that would be right there that would give you like 2-3 gallons of hot water right away.
Yeah, I like that. That's
okay.
About what I need.
There's also a small electric unit, depending on the power, that you can do an on-demand system right there. It's literally the size of a clutch purse.
Hmm.
Okay. Now, the other thing you can do is something...
A clutch purse, or maybe just like something leather and long.
Bedazzled.
Okay.
The other one, because it's Lollapalooza.
Right.
The other one is something called a Watts pump. W-A-T-T-S.
Mm-hmm.
The pump itself gets mounted on top of your water heater, and this little solenoid gets mounted under your kitchen sink between the cold and hot water. And it's a little pump that circulates the hot water through the existing pipes. And it also has a timer. So what I love about this is you go to sleep at whatever, 11 o'clock at night. You don't need hot water at the sink at 11 o'clock at night. The pump shuts down. So it's not giving you that hot water. You wake up at 5 in the morning. You set the thing at 4:30. When you or Brenda go there during the day, it's ready to go.
I don't have to run a separate line for that?
Nope. Yeah. You're welcome.
What's that bad boy going to run me?
$250.
$250?
Yeah, you know where it's available at?
A local Ace Hardware store.